Good. Amr Shmuel, Afnun Vov, Amr Aleph, on the bottom of Nun Hey. Amr Shmuel Banachmeini, Amr Bioinison. The Shmuel Banachmeini says the name of Bioinison. Call him top of the page. Call him Bnei Shmuel Chotu. Anybody who says that the children of Shmuel sinned with the fact that they took Shoichad and they bended in the laws, any other is making a mistake. So what Chodal's Gemara is telling us over here, this we have this before, and this Gemara here is that you have to learn when you learn the Novi, when you learn Tanakh, and you read criticisms of Chazal of great Torah personalities, you can't take it to face value. That's what you have to know. Don't get excited. The Gentiles like to get excited. Says right away, Bnei Shmuel, the crooked people. Dovid, the crooked people. This is an attitude of Chazal to understand how to understand Tanakh. That you got to look with a microscope and find what they're telling us. There's some claim against them, but it doesn't mean this was the claim against. These are great people. Shenema says in the pasuk, "Vayehi." Kizok and Shmuel. When Shmuel got older, it says over there, and Shmuel's children didn't go in his ways. So the Gemara over here understood from this pasuk, if they were outright cheats, like we're making them, it's not a question they didn't go in his ways. Of course not, they didn't go in his ways. Shmuel wasn't a cheat. What's the question? He says, they didn't go like Shmuel. They didn't sin either. And the man in Mekayim said, how could I fulfill the posse that says, they went after the money? What it means is, they didn't do like their fathers did. Shmuel at Tzadik. Shmuel at Tzadik, he had a portable bezdin. He was one man show, and he went around v'don oisam v'areim, and he was making mishpat judgments on the cities. He went to the people. Shenema v'holach midei shana b'shana every year v'sovev beis kel v'hagilgol v'hamitzvah. He went all the way. He made that whole circuitous route. The Shofat as Israel, and he judged the people. But the Haim, Shmuel's children, also came. They didn't have this. They didn't take that method of judging. And the Yoshu Barayim, they sat home. Kedei laharbois chal chazeneim ulaseifreim, in order to increase the payment to the chazeneim, or those that service the Bezdin. And to go the summon services they served out the summonses Ulusay Freyhan, and to the scribes that worked for the Bezdin, they had to write papers, the arbitration papers, and to write the papers of what they had to write up what the value of people's value were. So because they didn't run around, so he stayed home in order that their chazin and that the that that these people should make money, and that's called already Vayatu Achei Abotza. They went after Botza. I think I saw that one of the reasons why it's called they went after Botza is because they were more concerned about their own finances. If they would travel around, they wouldn't be able to take care of their own business. This way, Shmuel didn't care about his own business. He was more interested in saving other people money. But they were worried about their own business, and therefore they hired people to do the service for them, and therefore that's what it's called. They went after the money. So tomorrow, Kitanoi. This idea is Machlokes Tanoi. Because the pasuk says, "Vayitu achrei abotzer the meyo oimer chelkom shalu b'fiim." What does it mean that they went after the money? It means that they were levim, the children of Shmuel were levim. They were entitled to take ma'isa, but they actually asked for it. So that's what it's called. They went after the money, even though they're allowed to take ma'isa. They're allowed to take, but the fact that they asked for it is a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says, and the problem was that since they were great people, nobody would turn them down. And therefore they were causing for other Levim not to have any food to eat, because they were taking in all the mice. But of course they didn't sin by twisting the judgment for money. They took more than they had to take. Meloi hitilu abalabatim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Meloi hitilu abalabatim. What does it translate that over there?
The job of the merchandise to householders.
He what? What?
The job that they do in works for the householders.
So what does that mean?
He said that they gave merchandise to people, and the business people. The business people sold it and gave them some profits.
That's right. Very good.
To send in return the profits.
So you know, they had other people work for them.
Yeah,
they received
the profits.
And Bekiva says, they took more than they were supposed to take. That was the problem. Yatol Labotza means they're entitled to take a tenth from Isa, and they take more. They took more. One means they took something which they weren't supposed to take, because the Kahanim get the Zeroya, Lachaim, and the Keva. These are three pieces of the animal that the Kahanim get, and they took that even though they weren't Kahanim. And the other Pshat Rashi brings is that they took only Matnas Levi, what was supposed to come into the Levi. But by Matnas Levi, it says, when Nosan la Kohen, the Levi has should give it to the Kohen. It's the Levi's choice. And here they went, and they took it, by force. They forced the people to give it to them. So therefore, that was what means they went after the money, because they did Shalikidin in the fact that they took it versus they allowed the people to give it to them.
They forced them.
Yeah. What?
They weren't.
So that's the first shot. The second shot is that when it comes to Maisa Levia, Maisa Sheni, the Levi has the upper hand who to give it to, but they took it by force. Anybody who says that David sinned with the mice of Bathsheba, that people wanted to say, as the verse says, that David lived with a married woman, Bathsheba. So you have to know it's a mistake. I heard yesterday from somebody that the Bezer Shal notices and says that when the Apshat and Kola Oimer, whoever so and so, in the Toya, Apshat that he himself has that problem. People who are insisting to say about David HaMelech or about Shmuel or whatever it is, you got to check them. They might have that problem. So they're trying to find the guilt. That's right. Yep, very good. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Vayhi David l'chol drochov maskil v'Hashem imoy. David was in all his ways, David was very wise, and Hashem was with him. Not even if he sins, forget, he didn't sin. Because he was maskil, he was the chol drach, maskil Hashem imoy. Ef shechet bo liyodoy, v'shchini imoy. Is it possible that the person will do a sin and the shchini will be with him? Now this pasuk really was said way before the story happened, but nevertheless it says, the pasuk says this, v'Hashem imoy. That means Hashem is with him. A person who is Hashem with him doesn't sin. Kol mi she'ez bo yishamayim doesn't sin. So if this was David's mitzias, Hashem imoy, so he couldn't have sinned. Elamani Makayim Madua Boziso Ez Dvar Hashem. How come you belittle the words of Hashem? Laso Isola, to do bad. Says here, he did bad. So tomorrow, one second, don't be so quick. Shabikesh Laso Is Beloyoso. He wanted to live with Bathsheba before she got the get. But Actually, he only lived with Batsheva only after she was a divorced woman. Rashi explains, because it was customary, her husband was sent to war. And the men, when they were in war, they would send a get to their wives when they saw it was a perilous situation in the war. They would send a get to their wives that in case they die, or in case they get killed, or maybe they'll be captured and won't come back. So they wanted to prevent their wives from having to fall to Yibum or from becoming agunis. And therefore, and there's nobody to testify if the husband died or not, or she's captured and won't come back. So therefore they sent a get, unconditional get, if I don't show up, is divorced. So the Meisim, whatever David did, he only did with Batsheva only after the get arrived, and therefore he was spared from any iniquities. Amar Rav, Rav said, Rebbe, the Osimi David, Rebbe, who's a descendant of David, Mahapich, Bedorish Beschusei, the David. He's looking and he's going to explain the Psukim in David's merit as follows. Madua Baziso as Dvar Hashem, Lasei Sara. Why did you embarrass, belittle the words of Hashem to do bad? So Rebbe said, Rebbe took Rebbe took to studying Tanakh with regards to David. Rebbe says, Meshun Ro Zumi called Rosh Batoyle. This Ro that it says by David HaMelech, Lasei Sara, is different than all the other times that it says in the Pasuk. And he did. To do. What it means is he wanted to do, but then he was saved from sin. He didn't do anything wrong. The next pasuk continues. What was the Rabbi in Hashem? He smote Uriah Achiti by sword. So the problem was, because he was married by Malchus. He should have judged him in the courts, but Lo Danto, and he didn't judge him that way. Now, the problem is this is, a king doesn't need a court. A king can kill what he sees fit. He don't have to go through the court process. Tosis brings it on top of the page. It says over there, Novel was a Moed B'Malchus, the Gemara says, and he didn't need a court case. So Uri was also Moed B'Malchus, so why did he, what's the criticism over here? Should have judged him in Sanhedrin. So Tosis says that surely you have to judge him in Sanhedrin, even if it was a Moed B'Malchus. But what the normal process for someone who is getting judged for a capital crime in court is they do more, they dig deeper into the case, they try to find him as chus. They also never pass, never rule overnight, they never rule without waiting overnight. Maybe they'll come up with something. However, when it comes to Moed B'Malchus, you don't need that. So here, David HaMelech, the claim against David HaMelech was that he should have been more of a mesinus, should have gone slower in killing the fellow. Another pshat is because since David HaMelech was ruling against him, so it should look like he was above the law, he should have had someone else judge the case. And the pasuk continues, Ve'es ishtoi lokachto l'cho le'isho. His wife, Es ishtoi lokachto l'cho le'isho. Now the literal means you took his wife for a wife for yourself. But Rebbe Dash is not lekuchin yesh lecho boves ishto, his wife lekachto lecho. You have lekuchin. There was kedushin for you in that lady, meaning to say that she wasn't an aishas ish, because he came. There's no kedushin in aishas ish. Someone gives kedushin to aishas ish, not mukedeshes. But Sheva didn't have a din of an aishas ish, and therefore she was able to be. Don't was able to marry her. Why didn't she have a din of an aishas ish? Amarim shomar achmeini. Tosis points out more that even though if someone lives with a strange woman, the halacha says also the baal ulaboil, the lady is forbidden to her husband and to the one who she cohabitated with. Nevertheless, that's only explains Tosis. That's only by a mufuta. by someone who did it consensual. But by Sheva, nothing was consensual over here, and therefore, even though he wanted to do something, nevertheless, Kedushin, she wouldn't become Osir to him because it was only an Anusa. Because how do we know she had Kedushin? He was able to marry her. The Omer Mishra, like we said before, the Omer Mishra Banachmeini, Omer Banachmeini. He writes this divorce paper to his wife. Then, in case he dies, as Rashi said before, or he doesn't come back, or he's captured, or whatever, there's nobody to testify against about him. So this should be retroactive, a get from right all the way in the beginning. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk that Yishai, David's father, when it was Shaul went to war, so David sent Yishai sent David to go see his brothers in the war. And the Pasuk says, and he gave with him Aseres Chalitze Acholof Ha'ele Tovi L'Sar Ha'olef Ve'es Achecho Tifkoi L'Sholem Ve'es Arubosom Tikach. So what does it mean? This is what Yishai sent David with. So what does it mean? Ves arubosim tikach. My arubosim tikach. Rabbi Yosef, dvorim ha'mu'urovin beinoy lebeino. Take the private things which have to do with him and her. In other words, a get krisis, that's the kedushin. Take back the kedushin. Take back the thing that's going to nullify the kedushin through a get. David HaMelech, when he saw this custom that his father had in the Muhammad of Shaul, he implemented the same minig when he in his wars. And if anybody went and called a yoytze, the Muhammad's based David went and wrote a get to his wife before he left.
Why is the Gemara repeating what I just said?
Oh.
It's not a very thing. Like, it told him that at the top it says that they gave a get when they went to war. So like, why is it going repeating it? Is it just going into more detail? Or?
It's telling us the source material where David got that from.
Why is it possible get?
That's correct.
When he comes back,
you need new condition.
You need to remarry.
It was a get, regardless. You come back, and it was a get. It's an unconditional get.
It was a valid get.
That's right. Sure.
So
that's why they chotta, because when David had relations with her, she was already a divorced woman.
If the person comes back,
needs a new condition.
Remarry, huh?
What?
He's not allowed to remarry though.
If she didn't get married to somebody else?
No, to somebody else, but not if he comes back.
Who comes back? Uriah came back.
No.
And David sent him to get killed, because he was more of a Malthus, as the one's going to say in a minute. But it's an unconditional get. The get is an unconditional get. If she, in the normal circumstances, the husband comes back, he has to remarry her.
But can he remarry? I can't.
Not this case, because David lived with her.
No, without.
No, sure he could remarry her, sure. If the wife wants, why can't they get remarried? The guy divorces his wife.
No, she marries someone else.
Only if she's a kohen. Only a kohen. Only a mitzvah. Only a mitzvah to remarry the grusha. It's called machzor grusha. So it's a mitzvah. Unless it's a kohen. A kohen has to be. That's why for a kohen they instituted different halachas when they write a get, because in case he changes his mind, he'll be stuck. Sometimes people gave a get. They were hot off the cuff. He said, "Oh, I'll give you a get." When he had charot afterwards. It was too, but for a coin it was too late. So therefore, they made special institutions for a coin when he gives a get. What is that coming over here? You killed him with the sword of Bnei Amoin. So with the more positive, the Rebbe understood this positive. You're not punished for anything that Bnei Amoin killed. Nothing to do with you. Af Uriachiti, so too Uriachiti, Yatin Enoshalov, you're not going to be punished. Why not? My time, because Moed B'Malchus have he was Moed B'Malchus. Where would you see that Uri was a Moed B'Malchus? The Amalei, he said to David HaMelech. He said, "Va'adoyni Yoyev, Va'adoyni Yoyev, Va'avdei Adoyni, Apnei Asod Choinim." That you, your master Adoni, my master Yoiv, and Va'avdi Adoni, and the servants of my master are Pnei Asoda. Now it's not that a cheretz when you're talking to the king to refer to your master as your master. The king is the master, not your own master. So that's over here. He used improper language. He showed that he had another authority over him. And when you're talking to the presence of the king, there's only one authority. So before this is what Rav said over in the name of Rebbe. Now Rav's going to give his own interpretations. When you studied what's happened about David, the only thing you're going to find about David is the fact that he caused Uriah to get killed. But with regards to Bathsheba, it's not, you don't find that criticism against him. Why? Because the Pasuk says with regards to David, that David did what was Yosher B'Eini Hashem, and it said that he didn't stray from anything that Hashem commanded him all his life, Rak B'Dvar Uriah Achiti. Here the Pasuk says, spells it right out. The only claim against Dovra Melech was the way he handled the story of Uriah Achiti, how he got killed. But other than that, there was no claim against Dovra. Abaye Kashisha Rabbi. All Abaye asked the question. The Rav, he had a contradiction, two statements of Rav. Me, Amir Rav Hachi, did Rav say that the only claim against David was with regards to Uriah Achiti? But Amir Rav said, Kibbul David Loshon Hara, David HaMelech was accepted, slanderous talk, Loshon Hara. Where it says, Kasha, that's a question, good question, we don't have an answer. Besides, no, it sounds like what Rav is saying, besides Uriah Achiti, there was another problem to accept Loshon Hara. Gufa, now the Gemara is going to discuss that. Where did Rav say that? Gufa, Rav Omar, Kibul Dobel Loshon Hor. Kibul, Rav Dobel accept Loshon Hor. The Chsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Vayom Eloi HaMelech, Dobel HaMelech said to Tziva. Tziva was a servant of Mephibosheth, who was a son of Yonasan, who was a grandson of Shaul HaMelech. And he said to Tziva, Ephraim, where is he? David HaMelech was looking for descendants of Shaul to give them covet. So Vayoyim Tziva El HaMelech, Tziva said to the Melech, Hinehu, he is Beis Moche Ben Amiel, B'loy Dova, he is in the house of Moche Ben Amiel. B'loy Dova means, he's not this man that you're looking for, he's not a Talmud Chacham. He's empty. B'loy Dova, he's an empty person. Not a Chacham. But when David went to get him, Uchsi v'yishlach HaMelech, David, v'yikocheyu v'beis moche ben Amiel, B'loy Dova. He was full. He was a Torah sage. He found him to be a Torah sage. So here, Tziva said slanderous talk about Mephibosheth, and David found Tziva to be untruthful. Michti, Michti, Chazi, the Shikrav, he saw he was lying. So that's the case. Kihoda al Shiriluya, when Tziva later on said Lashon Hara against Mephibosheth, my table came to me. How come David already? How come David accepted what Tziva said when Tziva was proved himself already to be an unscrupulous individual? The Chsiv Pasuk says, "Ayoyim ben Amelech, va'ayi ben Adinecha." Where is? The king said to Tziva, "Where is the son of your master?" And where is your master? This was when Avshalom. Was looking to take away the melucha for David HaMelech, and David had run away, and David met Tziva, came visiting by David, and David asked him, where is your master Mephibosheth? David wanted to know what side of the fence Mephibosheth is on. And Tziva said to the king, Hine Yoishev Yerushalayim. He is in Yerushalayim. Mephibosheth went back to Yerushalayim. What was he doing in Yerushalayim? Then the pasuk says, because Tziva was alluding to the fact that since there was turmoil in the house of David between Avshalom and David, so now Mephibosheth thought he'll be able to reestablish the king for his family. Because since the Beis David there's problems over there, so it'll revert back to Beis Shaul HaMelech. So this was a Lashon Hara that Tziva said that Mephibosheth is not with David HaMelech, and he's looking to usurp the kingdom for himself. How do we know that David HaMelech accepted this Lashon Hara from Tziva? The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, after the king heard this, he said to him, "Hine lecho kol hashelim mifiboishes." David just took away everything that what mifiboishes had, and he gave it to his servant to Tziva. Vayom Tziva, and Tziva said, "Ishtachavesi." He bowed down to the king, "Emtzochein," in order that I should find favor in the eyes of the king. Now, at this point, because he couldn't give him anything, because David HaMelech himself was on the loose. His kingdom was he wasn't established as a king right now. Absalom was rebelling against him. But what I meant to say was that when later on you'll see I'm proven right, then the words of the king should be accepted, and I should get Boishes' estate. That was what Rav said. But Shmuel said, like Kibul David Lashon Hara. David didn't accept any Lashon Hara. Just what? Obviously, something happened over here that David HaMelech gave Tziva his master's estate. Rav understood he did that because he based it on the words of Tziva, and therefore he gave away his estate. But Shmuel says no. Shmuel says that David HaMelech saw Mephibosheth's strange behavior, which seemed to allude to the fact that he was on the other side. He wasn't with him. Where was that? That's it. It says in the Pasuk. Mephibosheth ben Shaul. Here it says Mephibosheth ben Shaul. The son of Shaul. Yorad Likras HaMelech. Valayose Raglov. Valayose Sfomoy. Ve'ez Begodov Lekibes. He came unkempt. When he came back, when David came back, Shaul met Mephibosheth, he was totally unkempt. David HaMelech understood the reason why he looked so unkempt was because Mephibosheth was upset. He was distraught that David came back. That's how David interpreted Mephibosheth's unusual behavior. That he was happy that David. He was upset that David came back. And therefore, this proves that Mephibosheth was not with him. Now Rashi says, really, Mephibosheth's reason, Rashi speaks out, really Mephibosheth's reason why he was unkempt was because as long as David was out, Mephibosheth kept himself unkempt. So when David comes back, he could shave himself, take care of himself in honor of David. But David didn't read it that way. Uchsiv, and some other ideas that David saw over here, that David saw Dvar Manikar. The Uchsiv says in the Pasuk, "Vayhi kiboy Yerushalayim likras HaMelech." When Mephibosheth came to Yerushalayim to greet the king, "Vayomer lo HaMelech," the king said to Mephibosheth, "Lama lo yalachta imi Mephibosheth? How come you didn't go with me, Mephibosheth?" "Vayomer Adoni HaMelech." And Mephibosheth answered to the king, "Avdi, my servant Rimoni, he fooled me, tricked me. Ki oma avdecho, your servant said, ach b'shaliachem ov, erkev aleho, saddle me up the donkey so I can travel, ve'eilech es ha-melech, ki piseach avdecho, because your servant is limp." Mephibosheth had a limp and he couldn't walk so far, so he wanted the donkey. "Vayiragel ba'avdecho ba'avdecho," and my servant went and he bad mouthed. He bad mouthed me, El Adoni HaMelech. Adoni HaMelech, Kemalach Alekim. He's like a Malach Alek, an angel. You recognize this. So the king said to David HaMelech, said to me, "Boishes, Lomo Tedabe Oid Dvarecha. You don't have to talk anymore." Amarti, I said, Ata Vetziva Techalko Sasoda. David didn't believe. I mean, if you watch the story that he came back, that why he didn't come, and therefore David said he left Tziva as a proportion. He didn't retract. David didn't retract what he gave Tziva. He said, "After Tziva, you and Tziva will split the your property." Now, if you watch this, El HaMelech, if you watch, said to the king, "Gamis Hakol Yikach, let him take it all." Acherei Ashebo Adoni HaMelech. Since the king came back with Shalom El Beisai. Now, the Gemara found over here, Rav found over here, Shmuel found over here a criticism. They picked up over here in the verbiage of Mephibosheth that he was dissatisfied. Somebody was bothering Mephibosheth. Omaloi, Rabbi Boishe said, Ani Amarti, I said, Mosai Tovi B'Sholoim, when is the king going to come back? That's what I said. Ba'ata Oisuli Kach, and this is how you're repaying me for my loyalty to you. Loyalecha Yeshli Tarumas, I'm not upset at you. I'm upset at the one who brought you back here in peace. Of course, we understand he spoke out improperly, and he spoke in his anger against Hashem. How do we know he spoke anger against Hashem? Uben Yoinoson Meriv Boal, and the son of Yoinoson, who was his name was Meriv Boal. What's his name? Meriv Boal. Well, let me be boishes. We said before the pot. We call it a pasuk. It said over there a pasuk. If he boishes ben Shaul, if he boishes was the son of Yonis and the son of Shaul. How come over here we're calling him? We're calling the son of Yonis in Minivah. And the mitoich sha'osim Meriva and Bolov. He made a quarrel with his creator, with his master, the Eibishter. Yotus Abaskov and Omer Abasal came out and said, Nitzo ba Nitzo quarreler, the son of a quarreler. Nitzo, that Mephibosheth was a quarreler. Hodamon, we just got finished saying he quarreled with Hashem. Ba Nitzo, the son of a quarreler, the Chsiv, it says in the Apostle with regards to Shaul, Vayova Shaul ad Ir Amalek, he came to the city of Amalek, Vayorub ba Nochal, and he quarreled in the Nochal, in the valley. So the problem was, what was he quarreling about? Omer of Mani al Iske Nachal. He was quarreling. No, Amalek wasn't in the Nachal, and the pasuk uses the word of Nachal. So he was quarreling. It was bothering him with regards to the tzivu that he had to come in, that he had to kill out Amalek. Had a problem because David HaMelech said, if there's one dead slain person, the Torah says you bring an eglarufa. You have to bring an eglarufa in the Nachal. In the water, you have to bring this eglarufa. You're asking me to kill out now a whole city. How can I do that? How can I kill a whole city? If the big ones sinned, what did I do to the little ones? So David Shaul HaMelech, that was bothering him about. He also quarreled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here we see that's why it's called Netzer by Netzer. But I'll go upon him, since we see over here that Shaul Mephibosheth, well, this was Dvar Manikarim, because at the end of the day he showed his true colors. Let him keep the whole thing. Who needs that? You're ungrateful. He was talking negative against Dvar HaMelech. So this was the Dvar Manikarim that one of the Dvar Manikarim that justified Dvar HaMelech in giving away his share in giving away Mephibosheth's estate partially to Tziva. Says the Gemara here, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. At the time when David said to Mephibosheth, "Ata v'tziva dechalkos asode," he gave which Rav held it was unrightful for David to have given away Mephibosheth's. Remember, Rav is the one who said that David HaMelech accepted Lashon Hara. So when David accepted this Lashon Hara, and based on that Lashon Hara, he gave away Mephibosheth's estate, tziva, to share it. At that time, Yotza Baskov Omeloi, Rechavam v'Yerovam, Yechalko Samaruchim. Rechavam was the king, Yerovam ben Nevot. He was the servant. He was the servant of Rechavam. He was a subject of Rechavam. He was not the Melucha. He didn't come from a royal dynasty. And nevertheless, over there we split the kingdom between the master and the servant, just the same way that Dovra Melech split Mephibosheth's estate between the master and the servant. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. El Moli Lekibul Dovra Lashon Hara. If not, again, Rav is the one who said because he accepted Lashon Hara. If not for the fact that he accepted Lashon Hara, Malchus Dovdov wouldn't have split, as we just said. Chayisur wouldn't have the problem of Avodah Zarah, because through the fact that they split the Malchus, so Yerovam, he put in calves so that to prevent the people from going Oyler Negel to Yerushalayim. So they should and thereby acknowledge the kingdom of Rechavam, and therefore We wouldn't have never gone into exile, because only because of avoid the Zorah did we go into exile. Omer Hashmu Banach Meinam Yonisin. Kolayim Shloim Machot. Any other time, anybody says Shloim Sin with avoid the Zorah is an error. Shenema, because the Pasuk says about him, by Shloim Hamelech, Lehoya Levova Yisholim in my Shem Leikov Kilavav David Oviv. Same idea. His mind wasn't complete with Hashem like the mind of David's father. So Shmuel Ben Achmeni, Amr Rabbi Yonason understood this pasuk. What do you have to say? The words Kilavav David Oviv. What do you compare? It's not a comparison. He was an Oviv Avoid the Zohar. David wasn't. That's not a comparison. So, what the pasuk is telling us, the criticism over here, Kilavav David Oviv, who do I have? He wasn't as great as his father. So he surely didn't sin also. Elamani Makayim, how do I fill the posse that says Vahila Izikna Shlomo Noshav Hitu as Lavovi? When Shlomo got old, his wives turned away his mind from Hashem. Ahi, that you have to explain to Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson asked the question. Except one place of Vahila Izikna Shlomo Noshav Hitu as Lavovi. His wives turned away his mind. It says in the posse Kilvav David Oviv that Kilvav David Oviv who do I have a mechten hamelechata? He wasn't as great as David, but he didn't sin. And here it says his mind turned away. So Reb Nosson said, "Achikama, vahila izikne shloime noshev hidu lavoi." They were trying to cause his mind to go astray, but loy holach, but he didn't. So it means there was a criticism about him. Why was he criticized? I'll see in a minute. About Ksiv. It says the pasuk Oz Yivne Shleim Abom Lichmoish Koitz Moyach. The pasuk says then he's going to build. Shleim is going to build the Abom to the idol of Moyach. So Moyach says same thing. Shabikish Yivne Shleim Bani by the Elamiata. If you're saying anytime he says Yivne means something he wanted to do but he didn't do, can't be because it's Oz Yibane Oz Yivne Oz Yivne Yehoshua Mizbeach Lashem. And you're going to say over there also the biggest is my bonnet. Surely Yeshua built a bomb over there. Mizbeach to Hashem. So you see that when it says Yivne doesn't mean he wanted, but he did. It means he did. Ella the bonnet. Hachanami Shlomo also built. Ella, how do we know Shlomo didn't do this? Kedatanya Rabbi Yosi. Kedatanya we learned that Rabbi Yosi Oimer. It says the pasuk was Abomis Asher Pnei Yerushalayim Asher Mimin Lahara Mashchis Lahara Moshcha Asher Bonnet Shlomo LeMelech Yisrael. This is telling us later on when Yeshaya Melech came later on, he wiped out these avoid the Zoras that Shlomo built. So Gemara is the question: if is it possible between Shlomo and Yeshaya, you had Osa and Yehoshaphat that were two very good kings. If Shabo Osa v'leibiram v'Yeshaphat leibiram at Shabo Yeshaya biram, could it be these avoid the Zoras only Yeshaya wiped out? But they call avoid the Zoras Shemesh Yisrael. Every idol that's Yisrael Osa v'Yeshaphat biram they wiped out. So what does it say over here in the pasuk? Why did they leave these two? Ella makish rishonim lacheroinim. The pasuk is telling us over here. The pasuk is comparing the binyan of Shlomo with these avoid the Zoras to the achroinim, to the ones that Yeshayik wiped out. Ma achroinim loy osu, just like Shlomo Melech, he didn't do Ma achroinim loy osu, just like the achroinim. It wasn't Yeshayik who did it. It was us and Yeshaphat who did it. But nevertheless, we gave the credit to Yeshayik. So too, when it says in the beginning that what Shlomo did, also he didn't make those either. Ma achroinim le'osu, but the Tolib and the Shvach, we gave them Shvach. Afri shoinim, also the first mizbeach, also Shlomo didn't do, but nevertheless the Tolib and the Gnai, we hang it on Shlomo Melech for his belittlement. The Chsiv, it says in the pasuk, Vayah Shlomo Rabbe Ine Hashem, it says he did wicked in the world, he did bad in the eyes of Hashem. What's that? He didn't do anything. What's the problem? Since he should have protested against his wives when they did, what, in their actions, and he didn't protest, it was considered for him as if he sinned. Shlomo had a whole program how he was going to bring all the nations of the world under the confess of Shechina by becoming mechutanim with all of them. But nevertheless, until he got old, it was a very good program. When he got old, he couldn't rein them in. And therefore, the pasuk says that he should have since he wasn't able to, he wasn't moich against them, it's held against him as a criticism. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel says, Noyach loyla oisit tzaddik, it would have been better for that tzaddik, she shamish the dova acha. Rashi says he should have been served, idol, the avoid the zara, in the form of cutting wood for it and bringing water for avoid the zara. But va'al yichtov boy, it should write about such a great man, vayasara be'ini Hashem. That's a stinging rebuke, vayasara be'ini Hashem. That shloime, such a rebuke is very great. Now, the back of Emden doesn't understand Rashi, because how can you say about Shlomo Melech that it better he should have served as a Shamas to avoid the Zohar? That's the issue that I said, the Shamas Abizai to avoid the Zohar. So when he learns a little different Rashi, he would have said it's better, Shmuel should have said that he was an attendant in the bathhouse in cleaning toilets. That would have been better than saying this. But this is rather in the same vein of what we're learning until now, that of Shmuel ben Achmeini, Omer Rabbi Yonatan, who's teaching us here how to approach the words of Tanakh, when it says Vayasara Be'ini Hashem, you should understand that it says Be'ini Hashem it was Ra. Be'ini Adam, you'd see nothing. If you saw all these people that it says about them, they did wicked, we'd say these are great people. But Be'ini Hashem it was Ra. She brought in 1,000 types of music, types of instruments. And she said to him, "There's a ployness." And when she said it, this is why he didn't protest. When Shlomo married Bas Pari, Yored Gavriel came down. He put a stick in the sea. All the boys see it and started collecting around this stick mud. All of Nivna Kach, and upon that was built this great city, Shoroimi, which was Italy, the was going to say. But Masnita Tana Oisayim, Sheikhnas Yerovim, that day that Yerovim brought in Shnei Egle Zov, Echad Beisel, Echad Bedon, on top of that stick that started growing that island, Nivnet Zif, a hut was built on that already. Vizu Itali Shayovan, that was Itali Shayovan. That later on, Malchus Yevonim came and took it away from the Romans. The Romans came and took it away from the Yevonim. Omer Shmuel, anybody who says Yeshayahu was chot, the sin made a mistake. His mistake is Shneim. It says in the pasuk, "Vayasar Yosher Beinu Hashem, Vayelach b'chol derech David." He went in all the ways of David's father. Elamani Mekayim. How can I fulfill the pasuk that says, "Uchumoyu lehoyu lefon of Melech"? There was no king Asher Shav that repented. Mashma that he did some wrong. He had to repent. So the Gemara explains, no. Shekol din shadon mi ben shmoyne. When he was 8 years old, when he became king, any all the laws didn't tell you that he did when he was 8 years old. Ad shmoyne esrei, until 18 years into his maluch, until he was 26 years old, hechziron, and he gave back the money. He returned the money to the litigants. He had a simon that a sefer Torah was opened, and he was open to the Torah. He took that as a sign that maybe he was doing something wrong. What all it means was that not when he said that Reuven has to give Shimon money, now he told Shimon to give back the money. Maybe that's what it means. He shoved. He served Hashem with all his money. What does that mean? All the dinner Torah that Yeshayah had in all those years, he gave back the money from his own pocket. There was no greater Baal Teshuva than Yeshayah. There's one in our generation that's just as great. Umanu Abba Avud Rabirmi, the father of Mirmi Bar Abba. Fahamilo Acha Achu the Abba Avud, the brother of Abba Avud, Rabirmi Bar Abba Avud, the father of Rabirmi Bar Abba. Omar, Rabbi Abba and Acha, they were brothers. Omar Rabbi Yosef, there's one person that was also very great in Shuva. Umanu Ukvan Banachemi, Rech Kulusa. He called him Nosin the Tzitzisa because he saw fire coming out of him. And he had a cholim. Amr Rabbi Yosef, he was sitting in the drosha of Avi Kamenamne, he was dremeling. Rabbi Yosef saw in a cholim, the kaposha yodei, from Shemayim, they spread out his hand, the kibbling, the makabal, the shuba. That's how, he was a great man.